Hello, everyone. It's your favorite person, Seashell, and today's topic is around taking responsibility. And this all stemmed from a situation that occurred last week at my job. At my job, I am really trying to climb the ladder and take a path in leadership that goes as far as I can take it. And with that, that means that I have to really stand up and volunteer to do things that, you know, typically I probably wouldn't normally do. But because of where I want to go and what I want to do in my career, I'm always looking for opportunities to showcase myself, to be in front of leaders, to be present, to say things, to get myself known, right? And so last week, or the week actually before last, we received an invitation from the president of our organization, who reports directly to the CEO. And she was giving us an opportunity to sign up for an intimate chat with her, just to kind of check in, see how things are going, you know, just a nice connection with the president. And because it was going to be an intimate setting and a virtual setting at that, she wanted to make it a very intimate, limited number of people. And so we were told that we could sign up and she would select no more than 10 people to attend. And if you didn't get selected this first round, there would be other opportunities coming later. So of course I want to be in the first round. So I raised my hand and I got selected. So I got all of the details and email giving me the information needed for the following week to attend. I saved it on my calendar and I noticed that the time frame for this meeting was a little bit earlier than my normal time frames of actually earlier than when I start work. It was at 7:30 a.m. But you know what I was thinking at the time when I saved this is my wake up habits have changed in the mornings. And so I naturally get up now at 7 a.m. and I do a little stretch. I go get a bottle of water. And then I, you know, do a little meditation, and then I go into my office, and around 7:30, I check my emails to see, or not really my emails, but my calendar to see what my day is going to look like. And then I might go cook breakfast or go check on my child, you know, do all the other things before my actual 8 o'clock time frame. So this is really like only a 5 minute check-in. Around 7:30. So I was thinking to myself, well, when this comes around, when this opportunity comes around next week, you know, I'm already waking up at 7 a.m. I'm already checking my calendar. This is going to be fine. I want to make this meeting no problem. So I go on about my day, and then, you know, fast forward, the week comes. It's time for the meeting. The night before the meeting, I had totally forgotten that the next day was going to be the meeting day. So nothing about preparing for that day was on my mind the night before. What actually was on my mind is that I've been having some trouble sleeping. I've been waking up in the middle of the night, sometimes finding it hard to go back to sleep, and not really getting a good night's rest. And so I thought to myself, man, I got to try something different because I just really got to get this rest. I really, really need it. And so the night before the big meeting, I decided to change my sleeping habit. And I did a little ritual or, you know, some meditation before going to sleep. And it really did work. Like, I just wanted to clear my mind. You know, make sure my energy was right. you know, do some breathing exercises and just do some things to help me really sleep well through the night. And it really, really did work. And so the next morning I woke up and, you know, like I said, normally I get up at 7. I actually woke up at 8:09 a.m. And I stretched. I was feeling so good. I was like, wow, this is great. You know, I'm still not in, you know, not in a hurry to get to work. I'm like, oh, well, I'm a few minutes late. I'll be okay. I just got to get myself together. I'm going to make some tea. Let me drink my water. Let me stretch. Let me check my calendar. So I go into my office, pull up the calendar, and I get an alert. You are 40 minutes over past due your 7:30 meeting. And I'm like, what? I totally forgot. It slipped my mind. And so I'm immediately freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my God. I just missed this meeting. So for the next maybe 40 minutes or so, I'm sitting there like going back and forth about what the heck I'm going to do. Because I know, you know, I told you before, I want to move up in my career. So I know I have to do the right thing in this situation. But what is the right thing? Okay, so here are my options. The first thing I'm thinking is, just don't say anything. Look, you missed it. Don't say anything. Sign up for the next opportunity. Well, now you know, listening to this, that was probably not the best solution. It's an option, but probably not the recommended solution for the situation. So I knew I couldn't just not say anything. So the second option was to send a note to the president and let her know that I missed out on the opportunity and I'm so sorry. Within that option, which is the option that I chose to do, I had other options. Should I tell her that I overslept, even though my alarm clock didn't go off because it was never set? Or do I just take responsibility and not give any excuses and just really apologize and go on from there? I really, really, really wanted to do option number one, which is tell her, you know, I'm sorry, give her all the excuses in the world and help her realize I'm not such a bad person. I'm not this irresponsible. Please forgive me. But the fact is, I was very, very irresponsible. I normally would never even think about not setting myself up for success for an opportunity like this. Like, this was just a letdown for myself. Like, I know I would normally be like extra prepared. The day before, I would have set an alarm to make sure that I'm ready for the next day. I would have put it on my calendar like at 5 o'clock, you know, when I get off, don't forget to be ready for the 7:30 a.m. call. I would have sent myself text alerts at home before going to bed. I would have had an alarm to go off before I went to bed to make sure I get enough rest to get up in the morning. I would have had a friend call me at 7 a.m. just to make sure that I'm up. I would have had my alarm clock on. Like, it's so many things that I would have done, you know, just to take responsibility. So I really let myself down. There's just no excuse. And so as I'm thinking about that and drafting this email, I'm like, you know what? She's not going to care about any of that. Honestly, she made this time. She selected a few people. She made this time. We're all supposed to be responsible enough to get up and respect that and be there when she gave us the time to be there. So, you know what? That's really, truly my bad. And some people listening to this might say, you know, 7:30 is too early in the morning to have a meeting. Oh, I mean, maybe that's a good point. But at the end of the day, this is the president of the organization. Her schedule is probably filled with meetings and different responsibilities from 8 a.m. to even past the 5 p.m. time frame. So for her to find that time to connect with her employees, you know, I really don't fault her for picking a slot that was, you know, guaranteed to work for her. So, yeah, I decided to go ahead and write this email and said something like this. Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity to participate in this focus group with you. I would like to apologize for not being in attendance. When you first gave us this opportunity, I was extremely excited about participating, and I'm so upset with myself for missing out on this wonderful opportunity. I apologize to you for taking up the space for someone else who could have attended. Please accept my sincere apology for missing out on this wonderful opportunity, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day. So about 20 minutes later, after sending that email, she responds to me and says, "Hi, Renika. No worries. Don't worry about it. You are okay. And if you're still wanting the opportunity to connect with me, then you can have that opportunity. Just let me know. I hope your family is well." And I was so pleased with that. And I really honestly feel like if I would have stuck with, you know, trying to let her know all of these excuses and trying to point the finger in all these different directions, instead of just like really taking that responsibility for myself to say, "Hey, I'm sorry. I, you know, didn't mean that. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry that this happened. Please forgive me," and move on. I think that helped her to feel comfortable giving me this second opportunity. And now, the new schedule that she sent to me actually is at 12 p.m. noon. So I'm definitely not going to miss that meeting. And I'm still going to be as prepared whenever that meeting comes around. But like, that's the moral of the story. Really, if you take responsibility and, you know, don't make up excuses, don't, you know, clutter people with all these other things that don't really matter, because at the end of the day, they're making an effort for you. So the least you could do is just acknowledge that you messed up, apologize, and then just, you know, move on. Don't leave the excuses for something else. If they ask for an excuse, that's a different thing, but don't just give up excuses when you're in the wrong. Just admit you're wrong and then move on. What do you think about this? Is this something that you agree with? Do you have any other tips or anything else that you feel like our subscribers can benefit from? If so, you know what to do. Leave me a comment, send me a message, and we can talk about it at a later time. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.